Hi, this is Nyla Nelson back at you with another Heyoka Warrior podcast experience. Before I get started on my segment of the day, I would love to tell you about my sponsor, Anchor App. It's an awesome app for anyone who is thinking about having a future in podcasting. Anything you need is within this one podcast app. There's no hassles on downloading any extra programs or any RSS feeds, and you can add your own music of choice through the app's approval or choose from the different selections they have within the app. Simple directions on how to set up your podcast and where it can be shared. In the bonus, y'all, the extra bonus is that you can get paid from different sponsors per segment, and the app coordinators find different sponsors to help expand your fan base of listeners and will send frequent notifications on where it's been shared. You can share your podcast on Instagram, Facebook, Tumblr, Spotify, iTunes, Apple iTunes, plus YouTube, and so much more. If you're ever thinking about having a lifestyle into podcasting, Anchor App is the best way to go. And my segment of the day, it's called "You Don't End in Failure, You End in Victory." It is so true. It's like so many different things that happen in our lives that, you know, it doesn't go as planned all the time. It's a blessing when it does, but if it's not, that means that our journey is not finished. There's more things that we need to learn about ourselves in a deeper level. And these are the different things that we go through that can be very beneficial towards ourselves. You know, a lot of times it can be very frustrating because you feel like, oh, I should have been further, you know, further than I should be right now. Or there'll be different times that, you know, in human experience, we compare our lives to other people, you know, and they're always telling us never sit up here and compare our chapter one to someone's chapter 20. You don't know what other people have gone through. You don't know what they had to sacrifice, what changes they had to go through, because we all go through some kind of failure. And not realizing failure is a new flex, a whole mood of a preparing for our ultimate win. And not realizing that, you know, even if it was something that we failed, it can allow ourselves to see the victory in something that even a failure was a blessing to have. And it's like, how can you be able to see a blessing in a failure? Because there may be a situation where you may have had to go down a path where you didn't love yourself. And then next, you know, you start finding passion about yourself. You're being very selective on how you talk to yourself, how you see yourself. Are you accepting yourself exactly way you are? Being able to love yourself, even if things are not perfect with you. You know, we live in a world where society feels like you have to be a certain size to be lovable. You have to be a certain size to be, you know, committed to being the best of society, which is like, you know, it shouldn't be that way. But it's just like every size is beautiful. You should be comfortable in your own skin, and being able, if you want to change things, you're doing it for yourself, not doing it to be accepted by other people, you know, and loving yourself inside out, you know. And that right there is some kind of victory within yourself. You know, you may have been in situations where you didn't stay in commitments too long when it comes to different projects that you've been placed in. You know, a lot of time, I know I am I'm a straight suspect for that one. It ain't even a victim, but a straight suspect for that one. It'll be different things that can, you know, can be very frustrating. And you're like, you know what, bump this, I'm so tired. You know, it's like I tried every vibration, every avenue I was supposed to go through, and I quit. I'm done. I quit. And my mom, God rest her soul, she always used to tell me that you're gonna miss out many blessings because you give up so quick before you can really understand what's taking place. And my mom was right, you know. And I seen that through different things, you know. It's just where I'm not wanting to be right now, but I'm loving the element of it, you know, of what's unfolding with, you know, I love doing my podcast. I love to be doing the videos that I do on YouTube, you know, and those are the things that are very therapeutic to me. You know, even if I don't have anybody to talk to, it's just like with me putting my videos out, there's somebody out there in this world that can really resonate with what I'm talking about, whether it's on my podcast, whether it's in my videos. And I really love that from the feedback I get back from that. And it's very beautiful, you know, being able to trust the unknown, being able to understand what's unfolding in front of you. And a lot of times it can be irritating because you're constantly being tested. You know, you go through constant struggles on certain things. You know, it's like with this situation with my video, it added a segment to the other segment when I wanted this to be a new one. And I said, it's okay, I'll go ahead and you know, just because I couldn't fix it, so I went ahead and erased it. And it's like, hey, you know, it's no biggie. you can go ahead and make a whole new segment about it. And if, you know, any other time, the old me would have been so frustrated and would have just stopped altogether. But then it was just like, you know what, I can go ahead and restart this and just do it, you know, do a whole new video. You may, maybe that there was a reason why I went that way in the first place, and just being able to see that as a positive turning point for me. And I'm usually not that type of person, and I had to give myself kudos for that, you know. And those are the things that universe and God wants you to be able to see, you know. Even if there are certain things that go on in your life that was like a total fail, you know, you had to catch those L's and keep it going. But it's just like that opportunity is giving you another shot to be able to make things better, or being able to correct what you may have needed to correct, or even had to be able to redo things. You know, a lot of times it can get very frustrating when you have to redo something, you know, or you get tired of the cycle that you're in. It may be certain things that you weren't able to see in full detail, you know, the first couple of times around. It's just like, even if it was something that it took you longer than a normal person or any other person that does, you know, there's nobody that is perfect or normal when it comes to certain things in that situation, because a lot of times we got to keep going. We have to redo and keep doing it until we get it right. But that doesn't mean there's something wrong with you when you have that to do, because there are certain situations that you're in that other people are not in. And it's just like, you know, vice versa. There are certain things that other people can be in that you're not dealing with. And these are the things that's showing you, even when it's a failure, there's some kind of victory that's coming into that. And they really want you to know that comes heavy into play for you. You know, you have to allow yourself to be persistent and consistent in anything that's going on. You know, there could be a certain experience that you're not used to, but you're allowing yourself to be open to it. You know, as us being in human experience, we fear what we don't understand. We fear the unknown. We fear what is going around the next corner. We don't know if people are going to get us. We don't understand if we don't understand ourselves, or other people are going to understand us. You know, people are going to believe us. Is people going to want to, you know, support me on those things? And that's where a lot of times failure comes into place. Or even before it can even get started, we walk away from it. And, you know, I tell people, it can be hard, whatever we're facing. That's a given. It can be hard, whatever we're facing, just a day by day basis. You don't know, just, you know, we're so accustomed to placing judgment on people. You know, I work on that every day. You know, there'll be different things where I would used to, you know, place judgment on that. I have to allow myself to be, sometimes you have to misunderstand the understanding, you know, you have to understand the misunderstanding, you know, and all those different things. And I had to be able to allow myself to say, you know, hey, I'm, you know, I'm a masterpiece working on my piece, you know, and I'm mastering my piece, you know, and being able to do that. I just made a video about that, you know, right before I did this one. And, you know, we're doing that. And it's just like, a lot of times we don't realize failure is a preparation to ultimate success. You know, it's a new flex for ultimate winning. And it's just always telling you, you're never going to end in failure. Only time you can end in failure is when you allow yourself to not try. You know, you never want to live in regret if you walk away from something before you really get to allow yourself to nurture that, to be able to connect with that in a deeper level. If you don't, you know, you never want to do that. And that's the reason why we give you, you know, universe gives you that opportunity to be open with it. Even if you felt like giving up today, there will be something that, you know, your soul will wake up tomorrow and saying, you know, if you just need to, you know, take a pause for it, take a pause for the cause. It's okay, you know, but don't allow yourself to give up. There's something big, there's something important that's getting ready to take place in this. And you have to be here for that. We need you to be consistent. We need you to be, you know, attentive. We need you to be ready for this. And those are the different things that goes on in our lives. And a lot of times, you know, it's automatic for us to, you know, we see our surroundings, we see the different things we face every different day. We see the constant tribulations that we constantly allowing ourselves to face, but it's hard to get through. A lot of times it's hard to forgive. A lot of times it's hard to, you know, detach with love, you know, overcoming certain things that really have broken us in some kind of way, you know. And that's where it's just like, it's challenging, but it's, what is challenging is changing. And that change brings strength, that change brings love. It gives an ultimate understanding that we never knew that we had. You know, I was in the last segment that I had, well, the one I'm redoing now, I gave a example
of what I had to do, you know, and it was a beautiful situation. I said it was a beautiful mistake. You know, I had to call it that. It was a beautiful mistake because on my channel, I either talk about toxicity, you know, in relationships, how to spot a narcissist, different things on grief, you know, going through all those different things. And it was something, you know, I love watching the crime videos on YouTube, and I love watching Mike with that chapter, Kendall Ray, Bailey Syrian. I love watching her do her makeup, and you know, she's talking about different things. And it was like Brooke McCann, I think that McMahon or McCann, I think that's her name. I apologize if she ever hears that, and Eleanor Neal. And, you know, I watched a few others I haven't really got used to yet, but they're very interesting. And it was just like, dang, I always wanted to do that, you know, and just be able to do it. But it'll be so many people that leave comments like, man, how do you function after dealing with all these things? Because there's a lot of cases they talk about, they'll chill you to the bone. It'll be like trigger warnings. You know, it's like, hey, this is a trigger warning. These things happen. And it was like these two cases that really, you know, really stuck out to me. It was one about Paris Bennett. Anybody, so I'm not going to go into detail about that because this is not that type of, not that type of podcast. But if you ever look up Paris Bennett, as well as Azuzu, Pazuzu Allegard, I did two cases like that within the one, and it got pretty good views on it. But it was just like that vibration. I had nightmares for days, you know, and I never gone through that while watching it, you know, on anybody else's channel. But for me to be able to do that, with me being an empath like I am, I'm a flashlight, I'm a receiver, as well as a conduit and a anchor. And for me to be going through that, I feel everything, you know, I see different things, I can project it. And I'm just like, no, I can never do that again. You know, at least not right now. I'm not prepared for that right now. And it was a total letdown because I was going to start a new channel on my channel to bring that towards there, you know, because it'll be like night and day. And I said, you know, this is a passion of mine. I love, you know, watching psychological thrillers. I love watching the movies that are horror movies but make you think. You know, I just watched one called The Cellar, and that one was really good. And it's coincide about different voids that we have in the world. It makes a lot of sense on different things that takes place in the world. And you know, it was just something where, you know, a friend of mine was like, dad, you know, you really did good on that video. Are you going to do another one? And it was just like, you know, I may think about it, but not right now. You know, I may got to go through some different healing, you know, still got some more healing to do, because, you know, it was like me bringing it on as personal. And plus, it's like when you do different videos like that, you have to be very careful about how you project things, you know, how you say things, because you want to keep, you know, the family of the victims, you know, be very respectable, let it be tasteful. Because it was like my interest in doing that is keeping that person's spirit alive, you know, let that victim know that you're still, you know, you're still thought about, you're still cared for. And, you know, many prayers to you and your family that is being affected by all these different things that's taking place. And just being able to learn how, you know, people of that caliber thinks like that, for them to do things like that. So that was the reason for me doing it. But it was just like, you know, I went to God about it. I'm like, I don't think I can do something like this. And it was just like, maybe not in this, you know, maybe not at this time, but maybe, you know, later, you know, I could be able to do it a different way, and just being able to open myself up to something new. So it was just for me doing that, even though it didn't go out the way it did, I love the feedback I gave to myself, not just with others. That was a bonus to me. But it was just, the fact is, I allowed myself to go through this, you know, even though it's like I'm sensitive towards death. Anything that's sensitive, you know, because I do it automatically. There's different things I can't shut off. That's part of my gift. But just being able to help other people in that way, you know, and then being able to do this on, you know, doing the crime scene videos and stuff like that, the crime story videos, I meant to say. It was very, very challenging, but I love that challenge about myself to be able to do it, because I was doing so many researches, you know, and I had so many different lists on it. But it was just the frequency and the vibrations that kept that aftermath of that. That was something I wasn't comfortable with doing. And it was something I was like, ugh, I got to get used to that, but not just right now. So just being able to leave that door open for a future of being able to do that was so, made me feel so good about myself, because it was just like, this is something you never did. You know, you're trying to make sure that you're, you know, want to be that excellent storyteller. And there was another one on TikTok that I love to watch, Mr. Balling and Dr. Drastically, I think that's his name. He's from Australia, and they're good storytellers about different things like this that goes on. I was just like, dag, you know, I would love to do that. I admire that about them, because it's just the way their narration really gets you going, makes you feel on the edge of your seat. But it was just like, I got to give them props too, because there's no way, you know, there is no way I can sit up here and talk about these things and not have that thought of that aftermath. Like, why did this happen? You know, just thinking about how the family was going through this, how it affected them in that way, you know. It was just so many different thoughts that was going on in my head. And I was just like, you know what, this may be something I maybe want to do later. But I said, I don't want to just say a direct yes or a direct no, but just leave that door halfway open just to say, taste, I changed my mind. So it was a beautiful thing for me to do that. And I didn't feel like it was a fail, because I felt somewhat defeated at top, you know, at Front Street when that happened. But after a while, it allowed me to say, look at what you were allowing yourself to do. You went persistent. You went and made sure you got all the details, and make sure that whatever you said, it was facts. You know, you made sure that you were, you know, you had all the things, that all the key ingredients you needed to put in that video, and you went hard in for it. And that's something that you never did in that type of caliber, because you never did those type of videos. I've been doing YouTube for 6 years now. And so that was something that was new to me. So I didn't feel that was a failure. I didn't feel that was a defeat, you know, after, you know, I really allowed myself to really fix that, you know, really look at it in that way. And I was just proud of myself because of consistency I have, because there will be different times I'll start something, I'll end something before it starts, or I'll allow myself to give in when it got too hard. And, you know, with me doing what I do now, and then it was just like, I never thought I was going to do podcasting and end up doing podcasting. It was very beautiful for me, you know, and then just getting that insight of people tell me, hey, I really needed this today. Or, you know, I've been going through stuff for so long, and then just to be able to hear you talk about it, you don't know how much of a weight that is. Because there'll be sometimes it's like, I don't even call them subscribers, I call them family. Then when they're dropping this stuff like that, there'll be sometimes I'll be in tears before I can even reply to them. It's just like, and it shows me, you know, the passion of my purpose, how it can have an effect on people in such a good way, because you don't know how your experience, what different things can take place that you can show somebody, hey, I've gone through this. I've really hit rock bottom, and I was hungry for, you know, just the win, for success to be able to go here. I've endured and embraced so much darkness in my life. That reminded me of the light that I always carry in my life. I felt so many times that always prepared me for success and victory. And it's just like, even when you have failed at something, there's some kind of win that you're getting out of that too. You know, and if victory comes in so many different ways, and you have to be able to see it through that, even through your darkest moments. Even if you feel like, okay, I didn't get to where exactly where I wanted to go. But then when you have that mindset, it doesn't mean that it won't happen. And that's your victory vibration right there, because you, even when you didn't make it when you thought you were, you are allowing yourself to prepare yourself for when it does happen. And then it's just like the fact is, you can't even really prepare yourself for that. Because it'll be something that when you stay consistent about, even when, you know, different doors weren't opening for you, no matter how many times you knocked, it was, you know, universe and God was preparing you to buy that whole building. You know, even when you had tables that you couldn't sit at, you know, and it was allowing you to make your own table and being able to say, I'm comfortable with eating alone. You know, all these different things is coming on into your life where, you know, victory is even when it comes to grounding, stillness. You know, you're allowing yourself to quiet your mind, you know, and a lot of times it's hard to do that when you had so many different things happen to you. And that's even victory. You know, when you can go a whole week within your life that, where you're not allowing yourself to be affected by the past of what people have said to you, what people have done, you know, what they neglected, what they didn't neglect, you know, when they went and hit hard with you, and you allowed yourself to even see that, was like, this too shall pass. Or I'm allowing myself to invest in getting the lessons out of that, but detaching away from the energy that took place in my life with that, and letting it go with love and gratitude, because these are the things that strengthen me. And that's even your victory. So it's like, when you're going through all these different things, never prepare yourself for that failure, even when you do fail, because it's preparing you for that ultimate success. So I hope you are able to resonate with this, y'all. I really love doing my podcast. Like I said, there's so many different things that has gone on into my life. And when I can be able to use that as a platform to help so many other people to know, hey, I resonate with the troubles that you go through, or just even when you're listening to it and say, hey, you know, this chick really resonates with the things that I've gone through in life. And it's just so good to be able to know somebody understands me, and that lets me know, you know, I'm passionate about my purpose. It's like, I love, you know, doing YouTube videos, being able to help other people as I'm helping myself, being able to get that, you know, that silver lining of clarity, you know, to give people that hope to do the same, you know, and just being able to, you know, share that seed with other people. So if you ever, you know, if you're ever on YouTube, please drop by. You know, I leave my contact information in the description box below, you know, up under my synopsis, up under the video, up under the segment that I do, you know, and just drop by and say, hey, you know, I've heard your podcast, or even drop a voicemail here. You know, I would love to be able to get your feedback on it, and please make sure it's positive. So I hope you have a blessed day, you know, whatever your vibes that you're needing right now to just get through your moments, because, you know, we're, a lot of us are going through heaviness, you know, with everything that's going on in the world. You know, just being able to contribute towards something beautiful and positive is what we truly need right now in the world, and just for you to be able to do that is such a blessing. So much love to you. Namaste, shalom, I say, grim risings, and God bless. Thank you.